Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Say, do you remember your first McDonald's Big Mac? Do you remember where you had that Big Mac, or better yet, with who? Well, my first piece of fast food history was at a McDonald's in Oakland, California, with some of my first year college buddies in 1967. Pretty sure that price tag was under a buck. I just Googled it. Ready for it? 45 cents. I'll never forget. And another time when our four children, who at the time were from 13 down to 6, we were traveling through Willits on our way to a Giants game. We stopped at McDonald's, and I ordered a boatload of food, and the voice came on the machine and said, "That will be $13. I screamed back, "What?" To this day, Nathan, Matthew, David, and Timothy give me the time of my life when they remember that story when we're all around a table together. Today, that same order, somewhere over $35. You know, I've switched up my desires for fast foods, mainly because of the gut, but I do have a sausage egg biscuit a couple of times a month for old time's sake. This for the last 10 to 20 years, and as recently as this past week. As little as my memory serves me, a half a dozen years or so ago, my breakfast sandwich cost me a little over $3. Then it crept up to a little over $4 a few years ago. And all of a sudden, that critter now cost me $5.34. Why? Well, I don't have to ask you. The ever-loving minimum wage headed north every time I turn around. Now, are you ready for this? In Sacramento, a union-backed Democratic proposal called the Fast Food Recovery Act wants to establish a state-appointed council to make industry-wide minimum standards for wages, working conditions, and working hours. If passed by the state lawmakers and signed by the governor, the proposal would also hold corporate franchises responsible for compliance, not just the local franchise owners. Can you guess which way my special quick and easy breakfast is going? And this would just not apply to Mickey D's, but every restaurant that belongs to fast food chains of 30 or more franchises. Fiddlesticks. Some studies have already turned the leaf to tell the truth, which shows evidence that it reduces inequality and tends to make union ranks grow, most likely unproportionately. It also reduces profits and productivity for companies. It's been clearly stated by our economists that Fast Food Recovery Act extension of liability to our fast foodies could raise costs and potentially drive these fast food chains out of the state of California. Anything here sound familiar? It's called AB 257, folks, and if we don't tell our local representative this bill sucks, we will pay. Don't be the frog in a pot of boiling water. Call today. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.